From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May has given Russia until the end of Tuesday to explain the use of a nerve agent against a former Russian double agent, Sergei Skripal, in southern England. Ms. May addressed Parliament Monday.
Our knowledge that Russia has previously produced this agent and would still be capable of doing so. Russia's record of conducting state-sponsored assassinations, and our assessment that Russia views some defectors as legitimate targets for assassinations, the government has concluded that it is highly likely that Russia was responsible for the act against Sergei and Yulia Skripal.
British officials identify the agent as being part of the Novichok group developed by the Soviet military in the 1970s and 80s. The Prime Minister said she's prepared to conclude the action amounts to an unlawful use of force by a Russian state against the United Kingdom. The White House expressed its outrage. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called it horrendous and completely unacceptable. Moscow has rejected the accusation. Russian Parliament member and former KGB bodyguard Andrei Lugovoy said the story is part of a plan to discredit Russia. Skripal and his daughter remain hospitalized in critical condition. Exiled opposition leader Moise Katumbi said Monday that he'll return to the Democratic Republic of Congo in June to run for president in elections now scheduled to take place in December.
I'm going to Congo. I'm not going to be arrested because I didn't do anything wrong. Moise Katumbi have to come back as a free man.
The election was supposed to take place at the end of incumbent Joseph Kabila's two-term mandate in late 2016, but has been delayed. Katumbi sought medical attention in South Africa after being accused of hiring mercenaries. This is VOA News. As fighting in Syria rages, the U.S. UN ambassador, Nikki Haley, Monday told the Security Council the U.S. is prepared to act if the council fails. She said the council's demand for a ceasefire has failed and called Russia complicit in the carnage in Syria.
Today we know that the Russians did not keep their commitment. Today we see their actions don't match those commitments as bombs continue dropping on the children of Eastern Ghouta. Today we must ask whether Russia can no longer influence the Assad regime to stop the horrific destruction of hospitals, medical clinics, and ambulances, to stop dropping chemical weapons on villages.
The death toll from the government's three-week assault on Eastern Ghouta approaches 1,200. The White House said even though it hasn't heard back from North Korea, it does expect a proposed meeting between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to proceed. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said he expected to hear something directly from Pyongyang. In New York, White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster briefed the Security Council, thanking them for backing the international pressure campaign on the North Koreans.
President Trump also asked me to thank the U.N. Security Council for their unity and resolve that has us now to a point where we may be able to pursue a diplomatic solution to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
McMaster said he's optimistic of gaining that diplomatic solution. Colombia's government and Marxist ELN rebels are expected to resume peace talks in Ecuador after a six-week hiatus that saw the guerrilla group mount fresh attacks.
Pensando en la vida, en salvar
President
vidas,
Juan Manuel Santos said to save lives and achieve peace, he decided to restart the peace talks suspended in January at the National Liberation Army launched a series of attacks targeting security forces. A UN investigator told the Human Rights Council in Geneva Monday the government of Myanmar appears to be pursuing a policy of starvation in Rakhine State to force the remaining Rohingya Muslims out.
There appears to be a policy of forced starvation in place designed to make life in northern Rakhine unsustainable for Rohingya who remain.
Special Rapporteur Young Hee Lee said atrocities against the Rohingya that forced hundreds of thousands to flee to Bangladesh bear the hallmarks of genocide. She urged evidence be collected for potential future trials. The Slovak government of Prime Minister Robert Fico may be nearing its end after a junior coalition partner called for early elections in the wake of a political crisis sparked by the killing of an investigative journalist. Last month's murder of Jan Kuciak and his fiancée, as he looked into allegations of corruption, sparked large street protests. And Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau phoned President Trump to emphasize the preservation of what he called mutual beneficial supply chains. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA
News.
That's
the latest world news from VOA.